And we are rolling. Hello, Riley.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We were talking before the podcast, and I've just learned how to press record.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I've got no thing on technology. Typical unmillennial. Right. So, Riley, how have you been lately?
Decent.
Ah, fair enough. Now, shall we get on? Shall we start with the? I'm going to call it the football in the room.
The football is back.
It is indeed. And for those who aren't too sure what I'm talking about, we're talking Liverpool versus Arsenal. Now, as a Gunner, I was a bit embarrassed hearing the news from Riley.
Ha ha.
Ha ha to you two.
32-yard free kick.
That looked very impressive on the video you showed me earlier.
Yeah, it was. Last few minutes. And it was a great goal.
It was. I dare say we're probably going to have a repeat of last year in the Premier League by the feel of it.
Well, we probably should. Well, I'm beating every game we've won. And we're top of the league. As it should be.
Yeah, I got told a joke about Arsenal the other day. Arsenal is like an elephant on top of a tree. Don't know how it got there, but it will sure as heck fall down soon. When it comes to the Premier League.
Yes.
Right. And it's all up for you guys, because you've got a new player, you told me.
Oh, yeah. Over 100 mil signing.
And who'd you take him from?
Newcastle.
Oh, well, let's see what he's got in store for you guys.
Yeah, he looks good. We've been trying to get him for pretty much the whole transfer window. And the last day, we got him at last.
What, did he play hard to get?
Newcastle did. They went stupid amount of money. But we've got that money, so we spend it. And hopefully he'll be a good son.
You've got me thinking of that, you know when someone's got a lot of cash and just, like, making it rain? How much do you want? Not a problem. So that's going to be interesting to see in the Premier League. And I think we're going to go against you, is it once or twice more?
We play each team twice in the league, home and away.
All right. And that tells people I'm definitely a casual.
You are.
I am indeed. But hopefully Arsenal will come back and we'll get our way back soon.
I hope not.
We shall see, good sir. And now, more on to yourself, Riley. We've been seeing that you've been keeping yourself busy.
Always busy.
Always busy? You definitely are. Especially on a Tuesday. Why don't you tell the guys what you've been doing?
So every Tuesday morning, I do a bit of volunteer work in Bourne.
Yeah? What kind of voluntary work?
At a man shed. Don't lose hope. And I help out in the man shed. And I'm mainly talking to the men and making them laugh. But I also have been chopping wood with an axe.
That's going proper cabin in the woods style, isn't it? Are you wearing like your, is it the plaid shirt, the tight jeans, the boots?
No, but can you imagine a man with involuntary movements holding an axe? I bet you'd be scared.
Well, this is part of the podcast as well, because I think it's great to break down some stigma that some people may have. Because not only have you been chopping wood, you've been making stuff as well.
Yeah, I made a coaster last week with my name on it. So that, and I really enjoy that work. All the men there, they're all great with me and everything.
Yeah, that's the benefit about these places. Oh, were you carrying on? Okay. That's the benefit about these places. And the sad thing is, not many people hear about them, really, do they?
Well, no, but it's there. And they're also nice. And yeah. And I'm looking forward to going tomorrow morning.
Well, it's good you're used to carpentry now, because the rate this rain might be coming in, we're going to need you to build an ark.
Piss.
But no, so what, apart from a coaster, what else will you be making?
Can't.
A what, sorry?
Can't remember.
Can't remember? We're just going to go in and see what the creation takes you.
Yeah, I'll keep going every week, and that's all I have to say about that then.
We will, and when you get very good, we can ask Neil if he wants an extension built.
We'll see about that.
Ah, nothing wrong with a big project. All right, and as should I give a quick shout out to Dom for helping you out when you go there?
Shout out, Dom.
No, it's absolutely brilliant. It's good you've got an ability to express yourself through that sort of method, especially when especially when many people would see you with an axe and go, see how this goes.
Yeah.
But it's gone very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's more stuff that we're going to be talking about that I think would break down a few stigmas as well. So, many a week ago, you went on holiday.
I did last month. A few months ago. I went on a cruise.
Very fancy. Hot or cold one?
Hot. But the first time I've been on a plane since my brain injury. So yeah, it was let's just say a good experience. But I embrace every moment of it.
I bet. Did you manage to do your Iron Man joke at the security bit?
No.
Ah.
I just got patted, and that's it. The alarm didn't go off.
That was by security, not by some random person, was it?
Security pat. Pardon me, made sure nothing, and nothing, and got through it all good.
That's good to hear. And so, who'd you go with on the cruise?
No, two, just my mama and my brother.
And you wanted to talk about more about how you found it, because you said that the captain was a really good lad.
The captain was such a nice man. So I got invited to the bridge, and on the bridge I was having a good chat with him, and he gave me his hat.
Very, very nice. What was the name of the company again?
It was all with TUI.
Okay.
The flight and the cruise. TUI.
And is there anything they could improve on, do you think?
Well, not really. Oh no, it's great to get away for a week.
Yeah, if I was stuck with me for as long too, I'd be tired as well. But what about the accessibility to the toilets? You wanted to talk a bit about that.
Oh yes. There was no disabled yet to go into the men's to get into there when I was with my mum. Yeah, we couldn't really go in the men's, so I had to go in the women's, and that was, they had an accessible in the women's.
So, cruise ships, make sure you got a more accessible toilet.
Yes, that's more unisex.
Yeah, that'd be very useful. So, wrapping up your cruise, what are the three best parts of it?
Well, the food. I like the food.
Mhm.
Food, the entertainment. They did a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing, and I won the whole thing. I got all the way to a million.
Did they give you a million?
I got a cup. I got a cup.
What, like a plastic one or a trophy?
No, like a...
Oh, a drinking cup. I think I would have taken the million.
Yeah, I would, but... Oh, well.
Yeah, I guess Who Wants to Be a Cup in Air doesn't really have the same ring to it, does it? Now, and as we move on, you tell me a fun fact today about cruises, about how the Titanic was 60 years ago today, wasn't it?
This year.
Okay.
It's on the news.
How would you have felt if they told you that on the cruise? There's a time and place, and that probably wouldn't have been it.
No, not so. Wish that was not a good holiday. Shout out to me.
Nice. And where's your next adventure?
Well, when we can afford it. I don't know. I'm not really sure where. But we're not really saving yet because... The insurance for me alone costs almost the same amount as the holiday.
Ouch. Yeah, that makes it a bit harder for those with disabilities to go on holiday, doesn't it? They've got that for the factor in too.
Yeah. But... I saved a lot from my 18th to my 21st. I haven't spent any of what I got for that.
Top lads. It's good to save money.
Yeah.
Did you put it towards the cruise as well?
Yes.
Top lad. Right. And now, Riley, speaking about the holidays at different times of year. We're going into autumn now. What are you looking forward to most?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing in autumn, really?
It's colder, darker. Nothing.
Don't you find it prettier with all the colourful leaves?
So I meant cold. Can't put my shorts on anymore.
Well, you could, but you'd have chilly legs.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Nah, we're entering my time of year now. I love the cold, but I can appreciate you're not the same.
No.
No. You like it really hot and humid, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for me. That's a little smirk there. Right. And so look, basically with autumn, you want to get it over and done with as quick as possible.
Yeah, come the new year, and then it just gets slightly lighter. And then, and World Cup next year in football.
Ooh. World Cup? That came around quick.
Next year.
So you're excited to get the year over and done with, enter the new spring, summer, and watch the World Cup?
Yeah.
We'll be keeping an eye on that. And now, right, ooh, go on.
Shall we? So, in the next, podcast that we make, if any of you guys have any topics that you'd like me to talk about, please leave in the comments below. Until next time, guys, see ya.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye-bye.